This is a favor and commutation hearing for Rebecca Denny, agency number 164401. The board members that are present for the hearing are the Honorable Dr. C.T. Wright, who is our board chairman, and Bill Rittenhouse, and the Rick Ellis, and my name is David Neal. I'll be hearing you. Ms. Denny is 48 years old and is serving a five-year sentence for aggravated assault, which began on February 11, 2016. She is asking for a reduction of 1.5 years. Her current ERCD is May 26, 2020, and with this reduction, her new ERCD would be February 10, 2019, which would make it time served and immediate release. That is actually a total of 2 years less than the imposed five-year sentence. By the time they earn credit releases and what she's requested for reduction, it would reduce her five-year sentence to 3. Ms. Denny feels she has become a much better person during her incarceration, and that she believes this reduction that she deserves this reduction in sentence. So the offense, on February 10, 2016, Selena Miles and Justin O'Connor were approaching the entrance to their apartment complex when they came upon a vehicle blocking the roadway. They weren't able to drive around, and a verbal altercation ultimately ensued between them and the other driver, which was Rebecca Denny. They proceeded in the parking lot and were followed by Ms. Denny. She approached their vehicle, produced a handgun, and threatened to kill Ms. Miles. Mr. O'Connor exited the vehicle and stood in front of Ms. Miles when the defendant raised her weapon and pointed it toward him. She left the scene, and the police were contacted by Ms. Miles' mother, who witnessed the defendant's actions. Ms. Denny pled guilty to aggravated assault with a deadly weapon, a Class 3 felony, with one prior felony conviction, and misconduct involving weapons, a Class 4 felony, on May 23, 2016. She was sentenced to 5 years, which was a partially mitigated sentence. He served in Department of Corrections, and a term of probation was to file for a revoking violation. Besides the crimes committed in this offense, and over the state alleges prior crimes, prior felonies of forgery in first degree in Omaha, Nebraska. So that would have been 1994, then May of 1994, forgery first degree, and forgery second degree, which would be in Omaha, Nebraska. Then January of 2000, theft in Yavapai County. And then there was theft of a credit card in Maricopa County in June of 2000. And a marijuana violation in Maricopa County in October 29th of 2000. So she has two felonies hold. They're non-extraditable, according to Ames. But one is in Washington County, Minnesota, and the other one is in Hennepin County, Minnesota, but there's no information about what they might involve, what kind of crimes, or what the situation might have been. The weapons violation also she had a gun and she was a prohibited possessor. So she shouldn't have had a gun in the first place to commit the aggravated assault with. With the crimes involved, for aggravated assault, she was sentenced to 5 years in prison. The minimum for aggravated assault deadly weapon is the minimum of 4.5 years, presumptive is 6.5 years, and a maximum is 13. The weapons violation, a minimum is 1.5 years, presumptive is 2.5 years, and a max is 3. So, as part of the plea agreement, all of the allegations of priors were dismissed, which means the aggravation wasn't there to jump the sentences up. Count 2 was aggravated assault, and these are dismissed. There was a second aggravated assault charge because Springer got two people. That was dismissed. Count 3 was disorderly conduct. That was dismissed. Count 5, possession of marijuana, and that was dismissed. And there was also another charge that was from a different action, different cause, but it was a forgery that was committed on February 10th of 2016. That was also dismissed. But based on all the information, the prior history of Ms. Denny, and the fact that she had a lot of jail time dismissed, I don't see that her 5-year sentence is at all excessive, but I'm going to listen to discussion from my fellow board members at the beginning. Ms. Lynn,
thank you, sir. The 5-year sentence was actually lower than the presumptive. And for the count 4, for the misconduct involving weapons, she got 3 years intensive probation instead of prison time. And that'll follow the prison sentence, but it could have been a 3-year, prison, or 2.5 if they had gone with presumptive. Could have been a 2.5-year prison sentence, as you pointed out. And also, I know you were quoting from the letter, but I just wanted to get on record that we have a letter from the Maricopa County Attorney dated March 7th of this year objecting to any sort of reduction for this commutation.
Thank you. Any comments? Okay, so based on all the information we have today, I'm going to make a motion in reference to Rebecca Denning, ADC number 164401, and the motion is to not pass her forward to a phase 2 hearing at this time.
Second.
Myself, I made a motion by myself, and you heard about the right second, just a fraction before Mr. Coons. And agreed by Mr. Thompson, as written out. And that one was here.